WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Television comedy took a quantum leap forward in the fall of 1975 with the premiere of Saturday Night Live. Al Franken was one of the show's original writers, along with his partner, Tom Davis. They wrote such memorable sketches as Nixon's Final Days, the 2 Mile Island Pepsi Syndrome, and a car commercial demonstrating a ride so smooth a rabbi can perform a circumcision in the back seat. Franken and Davis have also performed on the show, and for one season worked as its producers. Saturday Night Live has often stretched what's considered the limits of good taste on television, but Franken admits some subjects are easier to get past network censors than others.
I've never been censored on a political question, on a purely political question. We have advocated the violent overthrow of the United States government on the show. And it's been fine. We've done ads for the Communist Party. We can do it. They don't care about politics.
What do they care about?
They care about drugs and sex.
What's your system of pushing for something when you're arguing with a censor or with a producer about your material? Do you make a strong case about why it's really not in bad taste? Explain what the joke is.
Yeah, you know, people think we really don't like the censors, that they're our enemies. And the fact is, I spend more time with the censors at NBC than with almost anybody else other than our staff. So I know these guys real well, and there's some I get along with better than others, but basically I'm like, Bill Clotworthy is the censor who's assigned to our show, and he's like one of my best friends. And so it's adversarial, but it's friendly, and we don't really pull anything off over on him. We just make our argument. I lost a piece last year that I really cared about. It was called What's My Addiction? And it was a game show in which, you know, the celebrity panelists were Johnny Cash, Liza Minnelli, and David Crosby, and the host was Betty Ford. And all the guests would come on, and the panelists would ask them questions like, on What's My Line? And try to guess what their chemical dependency was. And the point of the show was that all chemical dependency is the same thing, whether it's barbiturates or speed or alcohol, you know, street drugs or prescription drugs, or it's all the same thing, and it all has very, very similar tragic consequences. And I was more proud of this piece than of any I had written that year, and they showed it on the air. It went on the air once, and it went over great, and they decided not to run it in the repeat.
Why not?
Because it dealt with drugs and it got laughs. And there is this prejudice against comedy, which is if you do comedy, therefore it isn't serious. You know, they're just two separate things.
But let me just ask you, when a sketch of yours is killed, either before it airs or... In this case,
That was very unusual.
It was killed for the rerun. Yeah.
Yeah, that was unusual.
What do you do? I mean, do you just accept it, or do you go in and make a big argument about it?
Well, we're beginning to try to make an argument higher up. We're thinking maybe this is something General Electric will understand, that we're in competition with cable and Saturday Night Live's on at 11:30, and at least at one time had a reputation of being on the cutting edge, and that some of the censorship that we've had this year and in the last couple of years has really been silly. We wrote a sketch called Jew Not a Jew. It was a game show in which, it'd be like... There'd be like a big board with, and someone's picture would come up, and it'd be like Family Feud, and there'd be two families, and Penny Marshall's face would come up on it, and you go, she was, star of Laverne and Shirley, now a director, married to All in the Family's Meathead one time, Penny Marshall, Jew or not a Jew? And then ding, 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 take it, Knopflers. You know, she's from New York or something. She's got a big nose. We're going to say Jew. Sorry. Penny Marshall is Italian, of Italian descent. But anyway, the point was is that NBC, our censors said, no, you can't do this because some people will take it the wrong way. And we're just saying, well, yeah, but it's not intended to be anti-Semitic. I'm Jewish. I wrote it. I'm Jewish. This is what we used to do at home when we were sitting at home. We'd
see Mel Farrar
on TV and go, you think he's a Jew? I don't know. And my dad would go, you know, Leslie Howard is Jewish, Alan. Really? Yes, he is.
Well, I think it's a preoccupation that a lot of Jewish people have trying to figure out who's Jewish and who isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a living, we made it into this game show.
So that never got on the air?
No, it never got on the air. And it's just stupid, you know? I mean, I think at one point they, like, asked some rabbi if it was okay to put on or something.
It's taking it to the top.
Yeah.
You started on Saturday Night Live, the first season it was on.
Yeah.
And you've been in and out of the show several times, right?
Yeah. Tom and I have worked, we're called Lorne Again. We've been there whenever Lorne's there. Lorne Again writers. And so we've been there we were there for the first 5 years, and now we've been here or there for the last three.
When you and Tom Davis first joined Saturday Night Live, you were the youngest members of the staff, right?
Yeah.
And you what I read is that you had to split a salary. Is that right?
Well, when I think back, it makes me angry because we are just grateful to be working. But we came there and the guild, which they don't do anymore, agreed to let them both pay us as apprentices. But then, because we were a team, they agreed to let them pay us as one person. So we split. We each got half an apprentice. So we literally got $160 a week each for the first, I don't know, 6 weeks or something. So we were writing on network television. We were getting $160 in New York City. I'm still mad about it.
Were you the low man on the totem pole? Did you have to take... take a lot of
abuse.
Thank you. Yes,
I was searching for the word too. Actually, yeah, you know, around that show, it was a very competitive show, and also people, especially at that time, it was just people didn't hold back in criticizing each other, which was a neat part of the atmosphere. Yeah, we took a lot of abuse from like O'Donohue and from Chevy and stuff, but it was good. You know, it was a sort of boot camp, comedy boot camp.
What's an example of some really good abuse that you got?
Adonis, he would always bring up something very bad that you had written at any given point. So Mr. Chicky Chew was something we wrote once, and he'd go, yeah, is anything like Mr. Chicky Chew, if you'd pitch an idea? Because that was an interesting piece, Mr. Chicky Chew. And I remember once he saw the stub for my paycheck, and he said, I spend more on that to get my shoes shined. And that's what I remember. I think I've blocked out all the worst stuff.
During the first show this season that I saw you on Saturday Night Live, you had revived the Al Franken decade.
Yeah.
How did you first come up with it?
Oh, the Al Franken decade. Okay, basically what happened was at the end of 1979, remember the 70s was the me decade, and everybody was sort of saying, well, the me decade's over. What's the next decade going to be about? And there'd be some guy who would write a thing, My Turn, in Newsweek, and he'd say, this is going to be the pull-together generation revolving around how we use our energy resources. And then at the bottom would say, Ted Hudnut is an energy resource consultant. And I realized that everybody was saying, basically, the 70s was the me decade, but the 80s is going to be about this thing that I'm involved with. So I figured I'd just make it the Al Franken decade.
Al Franken, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Okay, well, thank you.
Saturday Night Live writer and performer Al Franken. This is Fresh Air.